That's good old Jonathan King. Everyone's gone to the moon. Well, not everybody. Some of them still here. Are you all still out there?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah? Yeah. Good spirits. Great to hear people in such good spirits. Are you all out there? Yeah, yeah, we're here. Anyway, we're going to look at nighttime music. It started round about, I think, November 1979. David, are you still out there?
Somewhere, yes.
Sorry, we started nighttime music as an experiment. You remember that? We used to be here at night in the evening times, and we'd close down at 7 or 8 or something and say, we'd just go up to the studio and just play records.
Well, that's right, because if you remember, at that time you were doing a lot of testing with transmitters, and you used to play Stars on 45 as your test piece of music. And I think people were eventually getting to the stage they were going to were running on the street screaming if they would hear this particular record, because it was long enough. And to explain very briefly to people, when Eddie was testing his transmitters, he wanted plenty of volume and plenty of beat, and I always wanted to put on nice gentle records at that hour of the night, and he said, no, I need plenty of sound to get this thing tested out. So eventually, when he was happy that everything was running, we started into nighttime music.
Yes.
It brought another problem though, Eddie.
Oh yes, technical problems.
Not really. Technical, more romantic.
Oh yes.
I think Jim Agnew can probably explain that better than I can.
Yes. Well, I'll say one thing about it. Lots of people know me now. I'm a married man with two kids. I'll have to say, I met the missus through it.
Never knew that.
Well, I decided, yes, I would spill the beans today.
Can anybody find Radio Romance quickly?
Well, actually, last night we were out actually celebrating, and I actually met her 9 years ago last night at the Boyneside Roadshow we had in the White Horse Hotel. Do you remember those?
I remember that one, yeah. We even went out and got t-shirts made and everything.
We did. And I met this innocent little girl, and I said, do you listen to nighttime music? She said, yeah. Mm. Would you like to come down some night to see how it all works? And she said, yeah. So, I bet you it's the sorriest day of her life. We just go back to those days.
Well, a nice one there, taking us right back to 1978. That was Dean Friedman and his very first chart hit single. That one got, in actual fact, to number 38 in the top 75 of July 1978. That was A Woman of Mine. More music, and we go back in time again to 1977. These are the Rubettes. A nice one too, called Baby, I Know.
Where did I get that voice? I don't know. That was nighttime music, sometime around late 79, early 1980. We are joined in the studio by one Jim Agnew. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Eddie.
How are you?
Never the bother.
You took over nighttime music when I, threw in the towel about 1984.
Yeah, I came here straight from school for a summer job, and I was just hanging around.
Yep.
And then Eddie decided he didn't want to work nights, so I got thrown in at the deep end.
Well, I became a married man, Jim.
I became
a married man, Jim. So, what two little boxes are you talking about? Boxes of records?
Two little boxes of nighttime music records.
I hope you have them with you today.
They're still in the wardrobe at home.
So tell us something about all the requests and favourite fives and all that.
I actually got my favourite five played twice on Eddie's old programme.
Really?
I'm an old nighttime music fan from way back.
But 1979 or 1980?
Yeah, back around about then, 81, CRD days anyhow.
Yeah. We had some great times.
Think back then that I'd end up being sitting in here night after night, looking at the wallpaper and playing records. But I'd do it all over again. It was good crack. You get to meet lots of nice people on the phone too.
Yeah.
I won't go through mentioning them all. There's so many from all over the place.
Yeah, like myself, there's so many happy memories. So many nice people ring you up and just say nice things to you. I know everybody's doing it all this week, but even back then, people would wish you well and all.
Yeah. The old line of, would you like to come down and see how everything works, was used a few times over the years as well.
Tell me, did it work for you?
Well, out of here, I've got a girlfriend for 2.5 years now, Catherine, who was secretary. We both started the same day here.
Yeah.
Maybe that was romantic. Maybe we'll make a film out of it someday.
And would you just go on to say you met Catherine through Boyneside Radio?
Yes. We started work the very same day.
Yeah.
I walked in and she was sitting behind the desk.
Yeah.
And I thought, not bad.
She'll do. Why is he suddenly got a belt of a handbag over there? Well, Jim, nice talking to you. Nice to see you back in again for this last
Yeah, it's good to be here, Eddie. Do it all over again.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take another break, back with more music. Do stay with us. We have 49 minutes left.
Hello, Tommy Lady here. Booking is taking place at the Parochial Theatre, Pitt Street, for this year's concert, Puss in Boots. Matinee tickets for children are only £1.50, and for adults, £4. All night and matinees are beautiful. At night, adults are £4, and on select nights, children are only £2. Please don't leave it too late to book, as booking at this very moment is very heavy, especially for the matinee, and we don't want to see anybody tonight. Bye-bye now.
Sale starts Tuesday, January the 3rd at 10 a.m. at Furs of Ireland Abbey Shopping Centre. Huge reductions on leathers, sheepskins and furs. All other stock reduced.
On the night, the 2nd of January, is a night not to be missed. At the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda, it's the fabulous Tony Allen in concert. Don't forget, Tony Allen from Foster and Allen. It's on Monday, the 2nd of January. Doors open at 8 p.m. Come early and avoid disappointment. At Beverly's Nightclub, the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Drogheda, it's Tony Allen.
Twigs winter sale now on with fantastic reductions, like £10 off selected styles of denims, trousers from £9.99 and up to £15 off shirts and knitwear at the Twigs winter sale. Twigs, West Street, Drogheda, Dundalk and Navan Shopping Centre. Twigs winter sale now on.
Fairgreen Motor Factors, Fairgreen and Drogheda, for your free fit exhaust. 10% off all exhausts. Batteries from £23 and 2-year guarantee. And fitted free. Battery charges from £15. Antifreeze, de-icer, dam start and jump leads from £3. Spotlights, fog lights from £17.50 a pair. Fairgreen Motor Factors, Fairgreen Drogheda.
Corrigan and Mark, West Street Drogheda, for all life assurance, school fees, endowment mortgages, motor and property insurances. Phone 38600 or 31199. Corrigan and Martin, West Street Drogheda, wishing all our clients and friends a prosperous new year.
The Sweet Shop, Abbey Shopping Centre, Drogheda, January sale starts Tuesday, the 3rd of January. Doors open 10 a.m. Great reductions on all sweets. Draylon sweets from as little as £199. The Sweet Shop, Abbey Shopping Centre, Drogheda, sale starts Tuesday, the 3rd of January. Doors open 10 a.m. You're very welcome back. It's 14 minutes past 2 on Boyneside Radio, AM, FM and shortwave on our very last 46 minutes. Now, joining us in the studio is Tony Clayton Lee. Tony, can you hear me out there?
I can indeed, Eddie. How are you?
I'm fine. I haven't seen you in years.
Same here, Eddie. I can still remember your pockmarked face, and it's great to see you again after all these years.
Well, it has expanded a little bit. I have put on a little bit of weight now since you remember me in 1979. Now, tell us, how did you get involved, Tony?
With Boyneside Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can remember I used to work in a factory called Centronics, who closed down in Drogheda a number of years ago. And there used to be somebody in Dundalk, a mutual friend of ours.
Martin.
Martin, that's right.
Yeah.
And Martin was involved with the radio station, in one of the radio stations in Dundalk.
That's right.
And I can remember to him one day saying that I had thought it would be a good idea to see how a pirate radio station worked, as in those days they were then known. And so Martin brought me up to Dundalk, and I had a couple of shows on the radio station up there, but it didn't really work out because of the travelling arrangements, really. And Martin mentioned that he knew you, and
right.
Would I be interested in having a chat with you? And I said yes, and we did, and things worked out fine. And then ever since that brief informal conversation we had about 10 years ago, I joined the station for about, I think it was approximately 4 years.
Yes, yeah. You did a rock show type program, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's going to lose term, I suppose.
Mm. Alternative music, maybe. Alternative.
Sorry? Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Tony. We wish you all the best.
No problem, Eddie.
Thanks
you.
For joining us today.
Bye.
Now, anybody, is Anya around there yet? Is Anya Nguia around yet? How are you? Is Anya there?
I have something while we're just waiting, yes. Maybe to find her, and this is something that was just handed to me a few minutes ago. Two press cuttings, one from the evening press of the 23rd of February 1982, and it says, RTE puts jam on pirate TV. RTE technicians have taken up the gauntlet thrown down by pirate television in Drogheda. Since February last, reception from Boyneside TV has been poor because of intermittent jamming from a test signal being transmitted by RTE from a mobile van. The van situated at the rear of the West Street Post Office was directing a signal on Channel D at the Pirates area on Donaghy's Mill, with a consequent loss of picture on sound from the Boyneside transmitter. And one of the things about that was that we actually went down with a camera and filmed them jamming us and then put it out on the news. So we rumbled them very, very early. During the election campaign, all the Louth candidates broadcast from both stations, and Dr. Fitzgerald gave an interview to Community Radio Drogheda, frequently heard on programmes from both pirate stations, was former Minister for Posts and Telegraphs, Mr. Pádraig Faulkner, TD. So there you are,
okay.
Down in print.
Thank you, David. Now, Seamus McKenna is joining us. Seamus, just take a seat there very, very briefly. Just say how you got involved and your farewells and all the rest. Seamus was on, what, about 1979, Seamus?
About 1979, Eddie, yeah.
Right.
I think at the time I was working on independent radio in Galway.
Yeah.
And around Easter time in 79, I came to Drogheda and came to see Gavin and offered to do a sort of an exchange programme where he would take some requests here, I would play them on the radio in Galway, and I would take some requests in Galway and he would have them played here in Drogheda. And out of that, eventually, the summer of 79 came a trial programme. And then I was on 7 days a week for a period.
I actually have a photograph. You brought in some photographs of...
Some very old photographs.
Gavin leaning up against the outside broadcast, Boyneside Caravan.
The outside broadcast. I don't remember, if you can remember back to a day when we took the caravan up to, I think it was Finian's Park, or up to Rathmullen.
That's
right. There was a sports going on up there.
I remember it very well.
We wanted to play some music for the children above and to announce some results of races and the like.
Yeah.
But in order to do it, we needed a very large set of speakers. And the speakers were located in the Ashling Ballroom in Clarehead.
I do remember. Yeah.
Not so far from where you live yourself.
Yeah.
And we went to the Ashling, the pair of us, with, I don't know if it was one of the yellow and black or the yellow and white vans or what we took out there to collect these speakers. But we went to the Ashling, we went inside, and we nearly collapsed laughing on the floor because there were about 100 people inside, all dressed up in these judo suits, and they were undergoing a judo lesson. They were carrying out these exercises, and they were all moving about and breathing and everything together in harmony, and everything synchronized, and everything was very, very serious. You could hear a pin drop in the place when they weren't actually exercising. And we walked in, started dying laughing, and we thought we wouldn't get out with our lives because
that was
we upset them a little bit.
Yeah.
But we had some good fun that time. We had some good fun lots of times, I suppose.
And these photographs, Seamus, I'll just have a look over these for a while.
Some of the photos there, I suppose they're 9 years old now, and there are people on them like David Brown here who...
That's right. John
has changed quite a bit.
Ken Murray,
beginning to spread a bit.
Ken Murray looks...
Ken Murray, he... Ken looks like he's just come from primary school at the time.
Yeah.
Gavin looks very young there. And another lad, Stereo Jerry.
The guy with the headphones, I didn't put his name down today because I never knew his name. He just called himself Stereo Jerry.
I think Stereo Jerry was responsible for the information, which the tip-off, when we were raided back in the June weekend in 79.
That's right.
And there was a tip-off. We cleared the place here one night, and we left the bare minimum of equipment in it. And the following day, we all waited with bated breath. The programs went on as per normal, and we all waited for the raid, which didn't come.
Okay.
I don't know if you can remember that.
I do. I remember that raid. We all were panicking and nothing ever happened.
Yeah, one or two other people on there. I was glad to see Tony Clayton Lee here. Tony used to do some of his programs standing up.
That's right.
He wouldn't sit down. He used to stand at the microphone.
And I just remember one little incident when Tony Clayton Lee was going to go on air and something frightened him terribly.
Yeah.
Are you there, Tony?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
I can't actually, Eddie. I was just preparing to go into the first record of the show, and Gavin was in the studio. I think he had just done some announcement. And Ebon McDonald just popped his first coke here. anyway, I was just about to go into the first record, and Gavin, prior to me literally just taking the mic in my hand, pulled down his trousers and shoved his hairy... It was a sight for sore eyes. And I'm glad to say it's something that I haven't seen since.
Thank you, Tony, and thank you, Seamus.
That's a trick that Gavin played on me one time too. Can I just say one thing before I finish off? I'd wish Yvonne the best. I'd wish you all the very best.
Thanks, Seamus.
I hope that this is the crew that do eventually get the licence.
Yeah.
And one very fond memory I have, it goes back about, I suppose, 8 or 9 years. I was finishing up from a summer, going back to college. I wasn't going to be on the radio again, maybe until Christmas. And I got a call from somewhere in Mornington, and this lady brought in her son, who turned out to be my biggest and my smallest fan all in one. It was a 3 or 4 year old, a little guy who used to, every day, 5 o'clock, used to say to the mother, Seamus McKenna's going to be on the radio. We better turn it on there. And it turned out to be, as I say, the biggest and smallest fan, all rolled up in one package. I don't remember the name. It's a long time ago.
Thank you indeed, Seamus, and best of luck to you. Michael Gerrard, are you around?
I am here, Eddie, yes.
Michael Gerrard has been known as Michael Lightning Fingers Gerrard because he...
And a black man as well, for some strange reason, Eddie.
Marathon man. He wears all black, and he's a...
Well, not today, so it's in the wash after Christmas. Yeah.
Well, I thought you would be in black today morning.
Not today, Eddie, no.
Michael, tell us something about how you started.
Well, I really started in Boynton about 3 years ago, and I remember actually having the pleasure to panel DK's Sunday... That just goes to the phone there. Well done, Margaret. I actually used to panel DK's programme on a Sunday lunchtime. And I actually remember getting a call from Ebon. I think it was a Tuesday. I actually remember the day as well. Declan McGann, I think, is here. I think Decky was sick. And I got a call at 25 past 7. And the show was actually on at 7:30. And I hadn't got a clue about radio. I was more or less on for that first time. I had 5 minutes to actually go, come over here and actually do a programme. And thanks, Eddie. I remember that. And well, that's more or less it. I did a Declan's program that night, and then after a while, I used to continue to do DK's program on a Sunday. And I used to come over here on a Saturday night. I remember David Brown used to be on Saturday nights between 8 and 12, and he more or less showed me the ropes, so to speak. And I'd like to thank David Brown for that. And I was doing Saturday nights. I was doing a program a week, 4-hour program a week. And there just goes more champagne on the good carpet. And after a while, Neil O'Brien used to do Sunday nights as well. So I used to come over here to Neil as well. He used to teach me one or two things about radio. And all of a sudden, he left. So then I got the opportunity to do both nights, Saturday and Sunday. And up until recently there, I believe Jim Agnew had to go off to America for a few months. And I got more or less nearly every night on the radio, more or less 6 nights from 7:30 to 11:30, which is a great opportunity for me because I really enjoyed it. And keep talking, isn't
Marathon
it?
Marathon man.
That's another one as well, yeah. Yes. And basically all I can say at this stage is thank you to Yvonne McDonald for giving me the pleasure, giving me more or less the opportunity to go on local radio. And hopefully I'll be talking to you again next year. Fingers crossed. So is Eddie back yet?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael. Yes. Yes. I was actually talking to a gentleman on the phone. Could we line up Declan McGowan there? First man I see, Declan. And just while Declan's getting into position, I want to say, is the boss there? He is. Boss there.
He's here somewhere. Yeah.
He's there. A gentleman was on the phone to me a few minutes ago, and he wants you to remember the Corona Blanca when the radio station opened up. His name is Joe and Mrs. Keeley out there. So a little word there from the boss. Good luck to you, Yvonne, from Joe Keeley. Your friend who wants you to remember the Corona Blanca. Okay, Decky.
Eddie.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Decky, a few words from you there. When did you start?
83, I think.
Yeah.
Some way halfway through school I started off. Now, just going back to everyone talking about the first show, and Tony Clayton Lee came in there. Remember when I walked in for my first show, Tony was on the air talking, and I walked in, burst in the studio door, not knowing a thing about it. And there was Tony talking away. And he stopped halfway through and took a sip out of a cup of tea and carried on, because that was the way Tony always carried on his show. It was totally unorthodox, but brilliant. Yeah. But then, I remember, a week later, the Stones were out in Slane, and Yvonne roped me into going out to the caravan. And I think it was myself and Neil O'Brien. Neil went out at 4, and I went out at 8. And nobody else arrived until 8 o'clock the next morning. We were roped into doing 12 hours all overnight.
Good fun, bud.
Brilliant.
Good. And I remember doing my green scene from there. From that caravan, at a whole lot of rock fans going to see the Rolling Stones, and this lunatic in a caravan playing Irish records through the bullion. Decky, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
great lovely. Pleasure
just
working
again,
with you.
Let's say thanks to all of you.
Yeah,
great time while I was here. Thanks, everyone.
Great. Now we line up somebody else. Robbie Burns, you take the stand. Robbie has just returned from London. Robbie was with us earlier on in the year. Smooth talking, clean cut looking gentleman. Robbie, welcome.
Are you sure it's me you want to talk
Yes,
to?
It is you, Robbie, yes.
Actually, I think I hold the record for the shortest stay in Boynton. I think that's probably the truth of it. Do you want to hear about my broadcasting career, Ed?
Yeah, you can just briefly, because there's so many people to get through.
Well, actually, it's funny enough, I'm probably more associated with Radio Carousel, but my broadcasting career started back in 1981 in Boynton Radio, which very few people know. I think Joe Price is the gentleman's name. He was roped into going down to Navan and starting up a Boynton down there, and I went in tape in hand and managed to get a program. that went on for a couple of months, and then we moved to, I think everybody from the station really moved over to the other station in the town at that time. But 3 months of very enjoyable work, very enjoyable programs in Boyneside. From, I think it was February until April, and it was great. I think Yvonne has done a wonderful job since then.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie. Great
thank
lad.
You very much.
Give a little round of applause there. Come on, ah, great lad. Robbie Burns there. Now, who else is out there? Mark Garvey. It's Mark Garvey. Mark Garvey. Comes off
of. Since I've been talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mark, welcome along. Welcome along to the final show. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you doing? How you started?
Oh, well, I got interested years and years ago when Darren Elson used to be on the station. And he had some competitions going, and he used to give away records and stuff, and he was looking for people to actually take part in a competition, and I organized a couple of us to go up to the top of Donaghy's Mill and make our way through the cobwebs and everything, and we held the microphones for about 2 hours and answered questions, and then he closed it down, and that's how I got started, I suppose. And I remember when I started here, I just sent in a tape. It was just after you'd been raided.
Can I just interrupt you, Mark? You're just talking about Dara. We have something on Dara here.
You have something on Dara.
Yeah, have a listen.
Heady Eddie. Ah, yes. Good old Heady. You know, do you know, I have never seen Heady Eddie drink beer in my life. He's the only person who drinks milk and water together. And he doesn't do anything that doesn't really agree with him. And he's a real sucker. I'll spell that for you. He's a real sucker for fitness. He goes to fitness classes at least twice a week. And you know, he's one of the most clean living persons I've ever had the occasion to meet. And my gum, I've met lots of people, but not as clean living as our Heady Eddie. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't do anything like that. He always wears nice clothes, always washed, always clean shaven. And being a disc jockey, talking all the time, he's got wonderful breath. He really does. And I think the accolade of Boyneside Radio's DJ of the day goes to Heady Eddie and the Boyneside Radio Choir to sing...
1, 2, 3. He's so terrific, he's a superstar, you know. It's Heady Eddie of Boyneside Radio.
What do you make of that?
Oh, telling me about Dara, and one of the things he did on you is one day he came in and he says, I've got Heady Eddie a new chair. But I haven't plugged it in yet.
Great.
So he was spontaneous. He had it. I mean, it was great.
Mark, it was great working with you.
Oh, it was great fun working. I mean, to get in here, it was brilliant. It's just been everything. I thank Yvonne and Eddie and everybody that's in here, and we all get a big clap now. And toast going. Thanks very much, Eddie.
Yeah. Next in line for the microphone is John Bonham, Jerry Malone. Is he there? Yes, here he comes. Jerry.
Hello, Eddie.
You're the man who brought all the news stories to the green scene on a Saturday.
That's right.
And a Sunday.
That's right. That goes back since, I started doing... First of all, let me say, Eddie, I was sitting at home in Dundalk and tuned into Boyneside, and I had to drive down here to
be part of... It's the place to be today, if you're anywhere.
Absolutely. But, the Boyneside news, I actually started with Radio Dundalk in 1978 doing sports news, and... I progressed from there to Boyneside, and I always remember it was Anya who first put me in contact with the news in around 1979-1980, and I remember covering the general election in 1981 with Boyneside television. And then I got on to Ebon in 1984, and since 1984 I've been involved in doing the news at the weekends, and since that, and it's been over four and a half years. Eddie.
Yes, sorry.
Eddie.
I'm still here. I actually got some of this lovely champagne.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Lovely. But, Eddie, it's been great working with you on the Green Scene show
We had some laughs, didn't we, Jerry?
We had some fantastic laughs over the last 4.5 years.
You wouldn't
years.
Believe what goes on in the background. You know, like, Jerry come on real serious with the news, and after we'd be giggling here for a half an hour beforehand about some little thing that happened.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you remember the famous hurricane?
I do. Hurricane Charlie.
I think Hurricane Charlie, I'll never forget that, because on my weather forecast on that Sunday, I had predicted there would be no wind and no rain in the Boyneside area for about 3 or 4 days, and then suddenly that night a low pressure area came from nowhere and devastated the Boyneside area. I was very worried at the time, actually, but anyway, the important thing is, anyway, the last 4.5 years have been fantastic here. I'm not even going to describe what Eddie's doing at the moment here. But the last 4.5 years working with the Boyneside team, in particular Mike Ahern, it's been great working with him. It's been fantastic working with Anya too. And of course, not to forget someone who left Boyneside 4 years ago, but who I had the pleasure of working with, Shane Harrison.
Yeah, I think we'll roll in Shane next, will we? Thank you, Gerry. Thank you very much.
I think Shane is going to come over Shane, and talk to us.
And we'll get Neil O'Brien as well, both together, because Neil and Shane have popped in today. Both Neil and Shane are working with the BBC. Yeah.
Neil, that's what Bickling Company idea, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. We'll go to Shane first off. Shane, can you hear me out there?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. You joined sometime around 1981, was it? Or
yes, I joined when there were two stations in the
property. That's right.
And in a sense, I must always be grateful to Frank Buckley, to Jim Kearns, and to Anya Carberry for getting me into broadcasting in the first place. And because there were two stations at the time, advertising revenue was very, very tight. So I must also be grateful to Ebon and Septa MacDonald, who for numerous weeks used to put their own hands into the back pocket to pay the wages. So I'm quite grateful to all of those people for getting me involved in broadcasting.
Lovely, lovely. You since moved on.
Yes, I left Boyneside around 84 to go back to university to do a master's degree. And then I joined the BBC and I have stayed there ever since.
And you host Spotlight, isn't it?
Yes, I'm a reporter on Spotlight, the BBC television programme in Northern Ireland.
Well, thank you, Shane. We wish you all the best indeed. Thanks for coming down to us today on our special day. Thank you, Shane. Neil O'Brien. Neil.
Hello there, Eddie. Just one funny thing that I always remember. Just Shane there mentioned.
It's not about the chair, is it?
No. There's plenty of funny stories that I could tell, but there's one I always remember. Just talking to Mike Klusky, who is here today. Mike and myself, when there were two stations in town, Mike used to do the Saturday morning show 8 to 10, and I used to do one on the other station. And we both lived in the same part of the town. And quite often I'd be walking down the road and Mike would come along on his bicycle and give me a bar down. Mm-hmm. And we'd come down to West Street and I'd walk Duke Street and he'd go over and we'd meet each other again at 10:30 and walk home together.
Yeah.
So there always was that tie of friendship even though we were not working together.
We sort of fell out for a couple of months.
But we all got back together.
Yeah, it was just usually happen. You know, we decided that Drogheda needed a station, a good station. Two halves were no good, so we made one out of the two.
Yes.
So Neil, any happy memories for you have?
Plenty of them, so many that it's hard. So many of them are in jokes that they wouldn't really go over.
But just say the one about you pulling the chair from under me doing my show.
Well, that goes back to about, it must be December of 1982, I think it was.
Yeah.
I over Christmas, when things are so hectic, the studio's kind to get quite messy, full of papers of all kinds. So I decided one day that it was about time I cleaned it all up, because I couldn't work in a dirty environment.
Yeah.
So I set about doing it anyway. Eddie was on doing his usual afternoon delight show, and playing a certain tape. Can we mention the tape?
No,
we won't mention the tape. I think we have to. At the time, we needed one particular song. We couldn't get it on record at the time.
That's right.
So Eddie taped it off BBC.
That's right.
And Tommy Vance.
Top 40, yes.
I was talking to Tommy the other day. He said it was all right.
Yeah, okay, but thanks.
Anyway, Eddie was working away on the air, talking away, and played the tape. I decided to take his chair out of the way so that I could clean behind it. So Eddie then went to... the tape was nearly up. Eddie went to speak after the tape, went to sit down, talking live on the air at the time, sat down, the chair was no longer there. I ended up sitting on the floor but in a mass of papers.
Great. Thank you very much indeed, Neil. Thank you very much. It's been great to have you.
Just before I do go, I want to wish you all the best. I had 7 years fond memories working here, and I know that the team are here to keep a local station alive in Drogheda for many years to come. Thank you.
I've actually spent 10 years, the best 10 years of my life here. I'm very happy to be here. Anyway,
Eddie, thank you again for all your help in the technical area.
No problem.
Me off on
maybe you can get me a job now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Now then, we just have a couple of requests in. We have one here for Eddie and Catherine, that is, Ebon and family, and all the Boyneside staff. Thank you for all the good old days. Do you remember the wagon wheel? Maggie and Orland Cullen, do we remember the wagon wheel? We used to meet up there every day for lunch and have great fun in the wagon wheel. I could be here till 6 o'clock this evening talking about all the fun we had in the wagon wheel. Thank you, Dermot Finglas and Radio Drogheda for your support and for the new daycare centre. Dermot Finglas and all the rest of Boyneside from Mrs. Kathleen Kelly. Now, Anya Ní Gaoire, we'll say hello to Anya. We've been trying to get hold of Anya for the last couple of hours. Anya?
Oh, I'm here, Eddie.
You're there. I remember first meeting you, Anya. I was doing my programme and you walked into the studio, and the old studio up in Donaghy's Mill had a board going across, and everybody used to lean on this board. There was a shelf in it. I remember you coming into me and saying you came home from England or something. Would you like to say how you got involved, Anya?
Well, that's actually how it happened. I was just after coming back from London, and I was only home on a holiday at the time, and Kevin Kent actually was coming into our pub at the time. He said he was working as a DJ on this radio station, and I said, oh God, I think I'll go over and have a look at this place. So when I went over, Gavin Duffy was manager at the time, and I wanted to do a traditional Irish music program because I was very much into folk music and traditional music.
Yeah, we used to call it Bula Bula music on.
Yeah, well, I call it traditional and folk music. And so I went over anyway, and after I did the program, Gavin said to me, look, we're looking for another newsreader at the time. David Brown was working there in the news as well, so I said I had no interest in news, didn't know anything about it, but I was game for a bit of adventure anyway, so I said I'd try it out. So that's how I started reading the news.
And you've been with us ever since, on you, 10 years.
Yes, well, I've done a lot of things in the radio station since I started off.
Oh,
I
mean, yes, you've done programmes and...
Yes, I started doing a show. I used to do an evening programme, and then I got involved in writing news and reading news, and that's how it has been.
So thank you very much indeed, Anya, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Well, I'd just like to say on this point that all of the people I've worked on in the newsroom, or say the Boyneside Radio News team over the years, we've had quite a number of people have passed through the newsroom and have gone to better things. As Shane was saying earlier on, he's working with the BBC. We had Paul Lennon, who's now working with the Meath Weekender, and Willie Dillon, and a lot of people like that. And as Jerry was saying, he started off there as well. So they've all been great news people. I have to say that about them, and it was great working with them. And thanks a lot to all our supporters out there, the loyal supporters whom we had from the start, because in the beginning, when we used to ring up looking for news, people would say, oh, they're irresponsible, what do they know about news?
Yep.
And it took quite a while to get a sort of a rapport with the audience.
Yes, again, the respect of
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly. So for that, I appreciate all those people out there who are loyal supporters, and I mean loyal supporters to the news, and thanks very much.
And thank you, Anya. That's Anya Ní Gaoire. Thank you very much indeed, Anya. Anya's with us almost as long as myself. Now, Sean Nealon, sit around there. Sean, would you like to say hello and whatnot?
Hello, Eddie. Can you hear me, yes?
Oh, we can hear you.
I can't hear you, actually.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Nice to be here on the final day.
Yeah. You joined around 81 or something, Sean, when...
The 9th of August, 1981.
Yeah.
It was on a Friday evening at 7 o'clock.
Right.
I reckon can recall very... sorry, I'm floating away here. Never mind, I had to vocalise or to oil the vocal cords, I should say. But what are you going to ask me anyway?
Oh, just did you enjoy working here, Sean?
I can't hear you.
Well, I'm not going to ask you any...
I can't hear. Did you hear the corks popping?
I did, yes.
I thought it was you opening 7-Up again.
No, I'm on the 7-Up, I'm on the 7-Up. Sean, you have enjoyed it, haven't you?
Pardon?
You have enjoyed working here.
Certainly. The sociability was wonderful.
Yeah.
The social evenings we had out. Incidentally, there's one taking place that will be revealed by you later on. Later today. Where were we?
We're in the Boyneside studio saying goodbye to all the listeners. Thank you, Sean.
We'll have jokes later on as well, by the
You're
way.
Not stuck for words, are you? Listen, thank you very much indeed, Sean. Anyone who just want to say one last little thing?
Yeah, okay. I have it kind of scripted, Eddie. I want to say a sincere thanks to all the listeners and contributors to Country Time over the past 5.5 years. That's the when I've been in that particular slot between 6 and 8 on a Saturday and Sunday. To the artists and the record companies for their cooperation.
Especially Harmac, they were very good to us.
Indeed, yeah. And... on a personal basis to my old wife, family, parents, my in-laws, you see, I have to get this last request
right,
in today.
Yeah.
Friends, relations, not forgetting especially in particular the management, Ebon, and all the management of Boyneside for giving me the opportunity to learn how to broadcast. I'm still learning, by the way, but to all the colleagues here in the station. Wonderful crack we've had over the past, I've had for the past 7 years. And I'd like to just take this opportunity of wishing them all a very happy and prosperous and peaceful new year.
Good man, Sean.
Thank you
very much indeed. A little round of applause there for
Shorter
Sean.
Shorter than usual, I think.
Sean, you were early anyway today.
Thanks, Ed.
You were early today.
I had to go away for a while, actually.
Yeah.
You may have noticed.
We have Tony Davis out there somewhere who wants to say hello to his mum. Has he? Tony always seems to say hello, mum. Just say hello.
He can't forget the Mullen Balls group as well.
Yeah, she can hear you.
That's grand, Mum. Well, it's all part of Ebon McDonald stopped me from saying hello to you.
Yeah.
Because all the other mums was getting jealous.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say thank you to everybody for great times that we had here. And mind you, we had some rough, but battled through. And we always had good fun here. And I hope everybody in Drogheda and the surrounding areas, especially in Northern Ireland, that they enjoyed the programmes that I put out.
Indeed.
Thank you, Eddie.
Indeed.
I want to pay a special tribute to Tony as well for his Christmas Eve programmes, because if it wasn't for Tony, Santa Claus would never find Drogheda.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Yvonne Lenehan, one of our female DJs. Yvonne, would you like to say hello and goodbye as such?
I'd just like to say hello and goodbye and thank Yvonne and Eddie for all their help on Boyneside. I've enjoyed my time here, had a great time, and thanks to all the listeners for listening.
Good.
That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much.
Bye
short,
bye.
Short and sweet. Mind that glass doesn't fall. Short and sweet. And Colin Patrick, would you like to step in front of the microphone and just say hello and goodbye and all the rest, Colin? You've been doing the show before the green scene and all that.
Oh, well, Eddie, it's unusual for you to be introducing me. It's normally the other way around.
Indeed, yes, indeed. But you've enjoyed it. You've been with us, what, about a year or so?
Just about a year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you have
been enjoyable. Yeah. Very enjoyable.
Right. And we wish you all the best, Colin.
Yeah, and same to yourself.
Thank you. And all the best.
Yeah. And all the rest.
Yeah. And we've a young guy here, Tommy Byrne, is that right? Young Tommy Byrne, yes. From Boyneside Navan.
Well, I've been here about 9 months. I started back in April. And I'd just like to say thanks to everybody, especially Yvonne, for giving me the opportunity of the Sunday between 3 and 6 every Sunday. And I really enjoyed it, and thanks a million.
Yeah. And I must say, people like Mark and like Tommy, these young lads coming along, they have a great, great future. I must say, some of these young guys coming along are very, very good indeed. I really mean it. Now, even Michael Jordan, a great, great future. In broadcasting, and these will be the voices possibly you'll be hearing in the future, you know, when lads like me go into retirement or whichever. Anybody else now? Have we left anybody out in next door? We'll play a bit of music. Okay, we'll play this little bit of music, one of my favourites. This is called Don't Dream It's Over. Three, 14 minutes to go on Boyneside Radio, and we take our very, very last ad break.
On the night, the 2nd of January, is a night not to be missed. At the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Florida, it's the fabulous Tony Allen in concert. Don't forget Tony Allen from Foster and Allen. It's on Monday, the 2nd of January. Doors open at 8 p.m. Come early and avoid disappointment at Beverly's Nightclub, the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Florida. It's Tony Allen.
Sale starts Tuesday, January the 3rd at 10 a.m. at Furs of Ireland Abbey Shopping Centre. Huge reductions on leathers, sheepskins and furs. All other stock reduced.
Are you going to the party that lasts from 1 year to the next this New Year's Eve at the Cunningham Arms Hotel Slane? Tickets $18.75 and a limited number are available. Phone the Cunningham Arms Hotel now on 041-241-55.
Bring in the new year in the Viaduct Arms, Shop Street, Drogheda. It's party night on New Year's Eve. Music by Timbuktu, admission £5, including supper. Sunday night, New Year's night, the fabulous Ricky and Phil. Celebrate New Year's weekend in the Viaduct Arms, Shop Street, Drogheda.
Cassidy's great sale is now on with massive reductions on Cassidy's vast array of stylish fashions, knitwear, and underwear for all the latest designs for ladies, teens, children's, and menswear, all at incredibly low prices. It's got to be Cassidy's sale, now on.
For style and for price, nobody will buy me Cassidy.
What a load of rubbish!
Get rid of it then.
How?
Call Doyle's North Road, Drogheda on 041-38785.
Why?
Well, they've mini and mammoth skips for hire at very reasonable prices.
Who has?
Doyle's North Road, Drogheda at 041-38785.
We have to rent at Donaghy's Mill, Drogheda. Factory units, storage space, or even radio studios. Our rent is as low as £25 per week with no extras. So, whatever size of unit you're looking for, why not call to Donaghy's Mill, Trinity Street, Drogheda, or phone 041 36242. That's 041 36242.
McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda, new films, Baby Boom, Suspect starring Cher, Monster Squad, Batteries Not Included, Steven Spielberg, A Month in the Country, Midnight Crossing, Amazing Story, Volume 7, A Christmas Carol, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Hairspray, Freeway, Warbirds, Making Mr. Right, Crime Story Part 6, Love and War, Hollow Point, Friday's Course, Bellman and True, Morris, and new music videos, George Michael, Faith, Ross, Push Tour, and In Excess, Kick the Video Flick, all for you at McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Carl Cronin here to let you Green Scene listeners know my great January sale starts Thursday next, the 5th of January at 9:30 a.m. As usual, we've lots of ends of quality carpets and lino, all less 50%. In the bedding department, you can have quality beds, bedroom units, headboards, odd mattresses and bases, some up to 25% off. So whatever your choice, you're guaranteed a huge discount on all stocks. Don't forget, the number one carpet and bedding sale starts Thursday next at Carl Cronin Carpet and Bedding Centre, Stockwell Street, Drogheda, and Suffolk Street, Kells. Phone 041-33313. Bye-bye now from Carl Cronin.
The man himself is here. Let's just roll in an old jingle.
Boyneside Radio.
Step into the day and you will hear the things to come your way. The skies are blue, the grey clouds all have gone.
This is Boyneside Radio, 225 meters, medium wave.
Isn't it a pity if the rain's falling on the city? Such a may not be so far away. You show me now.
That was one of my favourite jingles, the sound way to spend your day. We're going to go back out to the round table right now. We're joined by Ian Scott and Derek Flood. Hello, lads.
Hi.
Hi. Derek first. How are you, sir?
Eddie, long time no hear.
Indeed. You have been
working well, as always.
You've been working in Radio West for a while.
Indeed.
You were with us for a while. Just tell us when you
very
started.
Very briefly, actually. Yeah, very, yeah. I heard, actually, Robbie Byrne, an old working colleague of mine earlier on, and just like Robbie, I had a very brief stint here at Boyneside. It was about 2-3 months.
Yep.
There, thereabouts. It was 1985, if I remember correctly.
We're not a bad lot, are we?
You're a great bunch. Yeah, you can tip me the fiver later for saying that.
Right, okay. And Ian Scott. Ian Scott.
Hello there.
Hello, Ian.
You got me, you have.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been with us on and off as such.
What was that?
You've been with us on and off. You've been with
I'm back again.
Come and go, come and go. But you're here again today, Aliyah, for the last few minutes.
That's
Thank you very much indeed, Ian. When did you join, roughly? Just after Derek, wasn't it?
That was right, after Derek. You went on holidays for 2 weeks and I'd done the afternoon drive time or something like that.
Yeah, afternoon so music show.
Never been the same since, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, Ian, would you like to say goodbye to all the people?
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody for the opportunity.
And Derek?
To be here.
Yeah.
So, all I can say is thank you. It's short and sweet, but thanks.
We're nearly the last one on today, are we? Mm-hmm. Not many, I think all the rest of the stations have gone. Now, thank you very much, Ian Scott and Derek Flood. Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else out there? Mike Lusky? Is Mike Lusky around somewhere? Anybody who hasn't been on? Come on now. Now's that Mike.
No. Finish with the Nolans. Finish with them.
Good man, Mike.
I'll just say one thing.
Yes, go ahead, Mike. Yeah.
I got started in radio. I don't know how this happened. I was walking past Farley's Bookmakers one day, and I don't know the front end of a horse from the back end. And I actually met Heady Eddie walking past the other way, and he stuck a pen and piece of paper in my hand.
Yeah.
He said, from now on, you're going to do the racing results. That's it. I'll get you back for that someday. I'd just like one more thing. There was a chap here. He was here for about 4 or 5 years. And he had a dream that he'd become a DJ, and he's not around any longer. He was killed in an accident, and his name was David Crosby.
So, yes, we give mention to him earlier on, in actual fact. But carry on, Mike, anyway.
I'd just like everyone in the room to stand up, raise their glasses, and remember old friends like Dara, Ken, Richard, David.
Gavin. Marty Donald, some of the guys have actually gone on to, you know, work on legal radio and all the rest. And we wish them all the best. We raised the glasses. Here we go.
Old friends.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mike Lusky. Now, is there anybody else out there? I can't absolutely see it. One thing I must mention all the office staff at Boyneside Radio. Margaret, Catherine, all the girls we had working here down through the years, and Tara there, Fiona, all the rest of the gang there. A mention for all of them. We must not forget them, because Margaret takes the requests. Margaret, up to recently, for the last year or so, has been taking the requests. So we give a little bit of a round of applause. Yeah. She came all the way from Clotterhead to be with us today. That was very last. Very last. Yes, she hasn't got a pen in her hand today. No, no. Anybody else now we have left? I hope we haven't left anybody out. Anybody want to go on and say anything? Because we've just got 5 minutes left. One gentleman here would just like to say a few words. He's from the Order of Malta Workshop, and he'd just like to say a few brief words. He's an avid listener. Just sit down there.
Hello, this is Raymond Lee speaking from 49 Rhines Park to Leek. I'd like to thank Boyneside Radio ever so much. They were ever so good to me during the year since the play request. I'd like to thank Michael, who does the top 43-6. Also Mark, who used to do it. And I'd also like to thank Evan on the Golden Oldie Show. Since I come to Drogheda every Saturday, I often hear Evan doing the Golden Oldie Show from Mondaltree. And also I'd like to thank Eddie for his green scene. Every Saturday morning, Eddie's been doing a hard job working all day from 10 until 3. To all the staff of Boyneside Radio.
Thank you. It's showing on me. Thank you very much.
I'd like to wish all the staff of Boyneside Radio a very happy new year in 1989, which I miss you ever so much. It's very sad to hear you going, and I miss all the staff of Boyneside Radio.
Thank you.
Jerry, Evan, Michael, Eddy, a very happy new year in 1989.
That's a matter that already. Give him a little round of applause there. Good stuff. Now, the time is 3:04. We were trying to get the boss on. Is he around there anywhere? No. We have a statement. We have a statement. It's a very, very emotional point here for the boss, because it's a man's dream, and it's his livelihood as such. It's just been taken away today. Unfortunately, that's the way the law is. But we have David Brown, who's going to read a statement on behalf of Mr. Ivan McDonald.
Special thanks are due today to the people who made the station possible. The staff who I can count as friends, the business community who supported the station, and especially the listeners. To my family and to my wife Septa, who tolerated three radios on in the kitchen at one time, one tuned to Drogheda, the other to Navan, and the other to the north. Thank you, and goodbye.
I think a round of applause is due, yes? Can anybody tell me what's next, please? I think we'll play out with our record, Desiderata, because this has special meanings for us, it's for the boss himself. We were here with records all day, deciding what to play, what not to play. So the boss has requested our last record. It's Desiderata by Les Crane. And this has a special meaning for us here, because we have been playing that record since... we used to play it at Close Down in 1979, and I know other stations have played it, but we were definitely the first to play it, and nobody can deny that, as we leave you this afternoon, and we'll be back after the record to say our final goodbye.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than a dream and a star. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe. You are a child of the universe, no less than a dream.
Well, it's just gone 3 o'clock, and that's it, folks. That's the end of Boyneside Radio as we know it. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We hope to be back with you again in the near future. But for now, it's goodbye. And one person we almost forgot to mention, but at the last minute, Mrs. Scanlon across the way. She was part of the station. A little round of applause for Mrs. Scanlon. She was part of the station. And I think the last few words, I think we should all dedicate to our boss, Mr. Ebon McDonald. We certainly look forward to him being the boss of the new stations, hopefully. A last round of applause for Mr. Ebon McDonald. Great man. He's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow. From Boyneside Radio, goodbye. Everybody, goodbye. Goodbye.
Yes, it was mine.